Today's daf is daf Kuf Nun, Baba Basra, ninth parak, Mishamet, and we just finished discussing the various lishonot that are suitable in the kinyan. Particularly, we were talking about issues of the kinyan of Shchiv Mera, or where is Mechalek Nechosav, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. Today, the Gemara wanted to go on to establish the meaning of words that are used in kinyanim. And there it wouldn't really matter whether it's a regular notin matana, matan shrimer, because we're talking about what's included in the matana and not what type of matana. So we're holding on kufnun on medalev at the two dots so that we're two lines above the large lines. Pshita says the Gemara that when it comes to the language of a gift, if a person says the words mitaltali laplanya, that just as always when it comes to issues that are based on understanding of human language, we can't look to the Torah to define the language, we have to look to the common usage. And therefore to bring a raya from a posik, or to bring a raya from a legal principle, is not going to help us very much. So we need to find indications of how the word is used in the way the Gemara treats it. So let's say somebody says metautala. So metautala, obviously, in terms of legality, metautala would mean any chattel whatsoever. However, it is not the way that people refer to metautala. When people say metautala, they refer to things. They don't include food in things. So they would be referring to komani tashmishte, all of his household goods. So his plates and his forks and his chairs, things like that. Avachiti v'sa'ari. When it comes to chitim and sa'orim, it would not be included. So it would be levar mechiti v'sa'orim. If he said kol metatale leplanya, so then the additional word of kol would mean his movables. And that would be afilu chiti sa'orim, for that matter, afilu rechayim elyonah. Even the upper stone in the mill would be included, but the lower stone, Rechayim HaTachtonah, would not be included. Not because it's not legally metatle. I mean, it is legally metatle. But because people don't refer to it ever as metatle, even with the word kol, because it's never moved. So if you need to effect a repair on your millstone, you'll bring the Rechayim HaElyonah. But you will call a repairman out for the Rechayim HaTachtonah. So that even though, theoretically, it's movable, but for all intents and purposes, people view it as it might as well be part of the house. Now, if he says kol de mitaltel, that's a different word, anything which is movable, so then indeed he's saying anything that could be theoretically moved. That would include even afilo rechayim atachto nakani. Iboilo. Another question along these lines would be, what would be the din of avadim? Again, don't tell me that avadim are hukshu lekarkaot, and so on. I know all of that, but it's irrelevant to the way in which people use the word. Do people include avadim in the word mekarkoi, or do they include the word avadim in metautale? So avda ki mekarka'a o ki metautala dami. Omer le revach, abrei de revavi lo revashi, tashma. We had before the sugya of a mochera ta'ir, Machar batin, shichin, me'arot, merchatzaot, beit habadin, beit hashlachin, anything that is real estate in the city is included. Avolot ha-metaltalin, u'bizman she'amar hi v'choma she'betocha, but when he specifies that he's selling the city with all of its content, then afilu ha-yuba be'ema o'avadim, hare kulan b'churim. So then he would include even avadim and behemot. So now, that seems to be a pretty clear indication of the fact that people call avadim metautelim. Because yamrit bishlema, ki metautelim dami, bishumachi lo mizdavin bereisha. If you'll tell me that avadim are not generally seen as part of the town, and not part of real estate. Okay, that would explain why they're not included in the opening case. If you hold that they have a din of karka, so then why would they not be sold along with the city itself? Says the Gemara, I understand. Then what does that prove? Elamai, what are you telling me? That they're metatolin? So then why does it say afil? What do you mean afilu avadim? They're metatolin. There's no afilu avadim. Then you're saying even the metatolin, not afilu the avadim. So that means already you're telling me that avadim are not included in either category. It's just the question is, what would have been the interpretation of this particular event? I'll explain to Lamait Lach Lameimar, what do you really see? What you see from here is that Shine Metatele Denaide, Mi Metatele Denonaide. That's all you see. Is that people think differently about movable, meaning self-motivated movable, than movable that they're going to carry. That's what's happening here. So a guy is selling a city. Okay, so they're selling a city. One way of understanding is selling a city. So they're going to bring a massive phalanx of moving trucks. They're going to be taking everything out of the city. Or we can understand that he's selling the city, as he's saying, with everything that's in it, including I'm not interested in moving. If he's not interested in moving, I would still think, okay, but even though you're not interested in moving, obviously those things that are going to move with you, they'll walk with you, you could drive them with you as you go to Cheyenne. I mean, why in the world should you leave them with the city? Those things you don't need to bring moving trucks for. So that's the point. Kamashman, even things that I don't need to bring moving trucks for. But if that's the case, when you said Mekarkor, you have exactly the same issue. Because you could have said that the same thing is true when I'm selling the real estate. So maybe normally if I said I'm selling you my real estate, I would understand Tenglu Navanim. But under the circumstances, where the point is I'm moving out of town, so then I wouldn't mean to say that I'm moving what I can move out of town, which includes Avadim. So this is a specific case. It has nothing to do with the normal case. Therefore, if you're telling me there's a difference between metatele denaide and metatele denaide, so then you could say that normally Avadim would be included as karka dami, and you would still be able to distinguish between shiny mekarka denaide and mekarka denaide. So therefore, you don't really have any indication at all as to what you're saying here. There's no reason to indicate that normally we would need to say that Avodim are metalton on Akakoi. Omele Ravina Ravashi Tashva, I can bring you a raya. Hakotev, if somebody writes Kol Nechasav La'avdo, we just had this. So the din is that he's Yatza Ben Chorin. Why? Because that he's including himself in the giving over. And therefore, when you're Makna Neve to himself, so then he now is a free man. Shier karka kosho lo yatsa ben chorin. But if you left out a little bit of karka, which includes anything, as we'll see, then he's not going to be yotzi, because we're thinking, baby, that karka is the evet. Rib Shimon Omer liolam ben chonat shoma konach hasenetun uploni avdi chutz miyachad miribu shabahem. He has to be referring to it as part of his overall nechosim. Vom Rav Nimi bar Yosef Amar Omer Rabbi Elazar. Asu metatlim shiur etzel evit, velo asu metatlim shiur etzel ktuva. They say that even though it says over here karka, it really would mean metatlim in his way. Don't leave karka. So you leave metatlim, that also would have included the evit. The only case where we don't include metatlim, as we said yesterday, is where you're being mechalik, you're nechosim, you give over your sons karka, you leave metatlim to your wife. So there she's not mochelat the she'ibud of her ketubah. It's over there, it's bedafka, she looks to the karka to collect her ketubah. V'yomar le revnach, rovel revnach, my taima, avda metatelu, u metatelu le metatelu avi shiur. It's very simple. That's because the truth is that people think of avodim as metatelu. So therefore, even though he didn't say, I'm leaving over a certain amount of real estate, he only said, I'm leaving over a certain amount of metatelu, that metatelu could have been the evet. I also, but the evidence is illegally karka. It's irrelevant. People don't care about what legalities are. All they're saying is something I'm leaving over in my metal, which can include the evidence. But ktuvat isha is by definition collected before mekarkoihu. Metal taloi leka mekarkoihu is lavishir. A woman does not look at metalim that's been given to her as a yerusha, as something that she's going to collect her ktuvah from. And therefore, it's as if that's not part of what she's thinking about. She doesn't say anything about it. She doesn't make a fuss. She doesn't say, well, I just wanted to be clear. You can give your property whoever you want, but I have a lien I'm going to go collect. But she needs to say that when her husband's dying. And yeah, she'll worry about it later. But it's not considered to be shiur. But meanwhile, we see that the issue over here is that the evet is considered to be metatelim. So there's your answer. Omar Lay, oh, that's interesting. That's how you're learning it. Because we understood that also very differently, Rav Ashi says to Ravina. You're able to do it the way you understand it. Okay, it adds up that the issue is that the evidence is called metaltolim. But the way we were explaining the sugya has zero to do with whether the evidence is called metaltolim. It's not the fact that the metaltolim includes the evidence. It's the fact that this is a get. And a get shichrur is learned out from get isha. And a get isha that is not an absolute kritut is not considered to be a get. Since this shtar includes in it things that the person reserves for himself, it's not a get kritut. It's a technical issue. It's nothing to do with whether the betatim includes the evet. That's one way of learning it. Rashbam has another approach that he brings now from the Rabbeinu Hanan on another Rishonim, in which it really does have to do with whether the evet is called metatilin. All it's saying is that normally we would never have entertained it. The only reason we're entertaining that this metatilin includes the evet is because when it comes to get kritut, it has to be absolutely clear that it doesn't include it. And it's not absolutely clear. So in this particular case, it doesn't work. But you can't bring a riot from here that in general, the word metatilin would have been avadim. So Mamela, this is a unique kind of case. Omar Rav Amram Nachman. It's very interesting that what we've come out with, in summary, is actually five cases, if you think about it, where we need to be makbid on what this closing mishnah was makbid on. Namely, it's all nechosim or bust. And this is what the mishnah says. If it isn't everything, then it's nothing. So that there's actually another four cases like that, which we've really just touched on another one of them, but these are they. Chamisha ad shichtavu kol nechaseihem ve'eloheim. There's five cases where you've got to say everything, where the specific halacha isn't applicable. Shchid Meira, we'll go into each one of these separately in a moment. Shchid Meira, that's our Mishnah. Avdo, that's what we just discussed. Ishto, Uvanav, which we just discussed. Mivrachat, which we're going to discuss in detail. Now let's go through the Momar one. Shchid Meira. Shchid Meira is our Mishnah. But he leaves out even the slightest amount. That's not a Shchid Meira. Because it's not a Shchid Meira, matanato kayemet. Of course, it doesn't mean it's, but kayemet is a matna Shchid Meira. It's kayemet only with a kinyan. But since there's a kinyan that's made, so it's kayemet even if he's amad. If lo shir karka kosho, he's amad in matanato kayemet, and he doesn't need to have any other kinyan, as we're going to see. That's case number one. Case number two is the one that we just mentioned, Ditznan. Hakotev kol nechasav la'avdo, yatsa ben chorin, but if he was shir karka kosho, lo yatsa ben chorin. The third case, the case we've also just been talking about, ishto, d'om revira meshva, kotev kol nechasav li'ishto, lo asay ala patropa. When do we say this? Where we have that umdan and nobody would completely disinherit his children and give everything to his wife. Legally. Must be just trying to be magdil the covet of his wife, so he's turning her into an apotropos on the nechassim, but he doesn't really want to give it to his bibenatana. But that's only if it's the whole thing. If he doesn't disinherit his children completely and lamaisa she does have, they do have, then she does have what he's giving her. And it's viewed as an actual gift. The case of Banav is what we just talked about also. That's not hakotev kol nechassav levanav. V'katav li'ishto karka koshuhu avda ketuvata. When is that? When it's kol nechasav. But as we said, if he leaves a little bit for himself, then we say, why didn't she say anything at this ma'amad? Because she's thinking, all right, he saved the outhouse for himself. Let's find out how much that's going to be worth. Maybe I'll be able to collect my ketuvah from there. I'm not going to start complaining about it now, because I have where to be toveah. So because of that, we do not view her shtika in such a case as being an acquiescence to the loss of her lien. So that's the fourth case. And there's a fifth case that indeed we haven't spoken about yet. And that's the case of Mavrachat. Mavrachat is a case where a woman is rich, it's her second marriage, she's no longer so naive that she's bringing all of her stuff to her new husband, Mela. I'll get married, but he sure ain't going to get his claws into my property. So what she needs to do is to legally put her property out of the reach of his claws. So how does she do that? She engages in a common legal subterfuge, which is done for tax purposes also. She gives all her property away. She gives it away in a fashion in which, if she is divorced or widowed again, that then it's given back to her. So over there, the din is, the amamar, a mavracha tzricha shetichtov kol nechaseha. If she, now obviously if she stipulates openly that this is to be given back to me in the event of a divorce or the death of my husband, fine, then it's a matana manat lachzir. It's a normal matana manat lachzir. That's okay. What we're talking about is the umdana. This is what we're talking about in our cases over here, in which we're trying to judge the level of the dot of the individual who's doing this. What does he really intend? So if she just is kotevet kol nechaseha, so we say, okay, a person is not really going to do that unless it's the circumstances that are making her go through a legal fiction, so to speak. So it's like mechiras chametz. Okay. But if she keeps something for herself, so then obviously she's not really trying to protect herself completely. There we don't have an absolute umdanes. Because of that, she would need to really construct the shtar so that it works legally without any umdanes. So all of these cases share that interesting quality of the opening Mishnah here about a shchiv mirah. And you'll notice that they also all but one share another aspect, which is that in all of the above cases, metatalin is the same as karka. The only case in which is not was the case of the ketuvah, which we've said. That osur shir etzel eved, which is really osur shir etzel shchiv merah, which was a machlokas that we had yesterday. If he leaves metatalin, tainus rizvid, what's the difference? The point is he's worrying for himself, so he wants to save a bank account. Why is that less than saving karka? That should also indicate that he doesn't really want to give up. He still thinks he might survive this illness, and he wants something to have a backup. Okay, so in all of the cases we said metatalim is a shiur, the only one that it isn't is the case of the isha, levar miktuva. This is the third time we've just learned this. Why is that? Because am mekarkoi tiknu rabbanan mimetatalei lo tiknu rabbanan. Since the rabbanan were betaken that an isha is govak tuvata only from karkaot, not from metatalei. So because of that, you cannot say that giving her metatron is in her mind the equivalent of, okay, so I have where to collect my ketubah. She does not look at metatron as, okay, I have where to collect my ketubah. And in that case, it's not a shiur, and therefore, if she's ready to accept the fact without protest that he's giving everything away to the kids, and all he's left her is something that's insufficient to be govak tuvata, obviously she doesn't say anything, since she's mevateret on the lien of her ketuvah against these properties, not on her ketuvah, of course, but on the lien of her ketuvah. And that's why it's a unique case.
You look at her as if she was mevateret, or that she kilo was achla ksuv basa v'chayot?
No, she's mevateret. She's not achla. If he gets new properties, she can collect from the new properties. Remember, that was the whole point. So, and what's interesting is that Amemar says, well, it isn't necessarily so. In other words, there is a common denominator of all five cases, even vis-a-vis the issue of metatlin being shiur. It's just that you have to finesse the case a bit when it comes to the ketubah. But theoretically speaking, it would work. Because, look, Amem or Amar, if you have metatlin, which were themselves initially listed in the ketubah to collect from, so he writes her in the ketubah, I'm being meyachid you a safe deposit box that has enough in it to cover your ketubah, and you're able to go and collect that. Obviously, you can collect other things also if they're karka. But over here we have metatalim that he writes to her in the ketubah, so then she does have in mind to collect from those metatalim. If those metatalim are around, v'itnu be'inayu, those metatalim indeed are a shiur like karka. Because remember that over here the issue only is an analysis of her psychology. So analysis of her psychology, if you want to talk about the similarity of all of these cases in terms of the etzem umdana, they're all the same. The only thing is that if there's no metatlin available, so to speak, because she never thought about them, so we're not including those metatlin. But it isn't a difference between metatlin and karka per se. It's just a question of how the case is set up. So the truth is we have five cases that are all the same. That's really the truth. And all of them require no shiur, and in all of them there's no problem with metatlin being a shiur given the right circumstances. And that's the correct way really of looking at it, says Amemar, because the underlying truth is valid for all five cases. Now, further analysis of what words would mean. So far we've established the nature of words that relate to what defines giving a gift. And we had our tekus, is yeheneh behem, yeh-ra'eh behem, yeh-she'en behem. Okay, we've had the issues that are not so clear. Questions of yarit, that depends on Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. what is included, metaltalin, we explained. How about the word nechasim? Nechasim shali, nechasai. Is that the equivalent of metaltalin? Is that real estate? Is it both? So suppose he says nechasai leplanya. So I'm going to show you. I mean, we all understand that nechasim generally, man of nechasim's got holding. That we talk about karka being nechasim, but what exactly does nechasim include? I want to go through step by step and prove to you, again, not in terms of some legal abstraction, but in terms of the way we actually use the word, that nechasim include the following items. Let's take avadim first, because that was the issue that we weren't sure about when you said betatalim. Let's take avadim. So if the guy says nechasai leplanya, I'm going to prove to you that avadim are called nechasim. Where? It's not. Hakotev kol nechasav avdo yatsa ben chorin. Okay, so if nechasim obviously have to include avadim, because otherwise he's bedafka not including the neches, which is the evet, to be given to the evet, which means that it wouldn't be included. So there's your proof right there. Now, as far as real estate is concluded, ara. Ara is also called nechasim. That's Fersha Mishnah. Nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayut niknim bekesef shtar v'chazaka. Okay, so there you go. Karka is referred to as nechasim. Okay, how about metaltalin? Let's say your coat, for an example. Glima. So it's the ikra nechse. Tetzlan v'she'in lehem achrayut ein niknim ela b'meshicha. In the same list. Nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayut. Nechasim she'en lehem achrayot. So if it's anything included in Meshicha, it's called nechasim. Fine. How about cash? Zuzi. I'll prove to you that zuzi are called nechasim. Ditznan. V'she'en lehem achrayot niknim im nechasim she'esh lehem achrayot. Bekesev v'shtar v'chazaka. The Mishnah says that nechasim she'en lehem achrayot have an ability to be nikna agav karka. As we've spoken about many times. We actually mentioned it yesterday even. And, of course, that doesn't prove that it includes Zuzi, but the following famous case does. And this case is used as a brilliant exposition of the principle. Ki hadarif papa, havale tracer alfe Zuzi bechlezoi. This is a case that keeps coming up again and again. It's one of the Gemara's favorite cases, simply because it's so much fun. There's Rav Papa needed to collect these 12,000 Zuz from Beit Lazar. There was no way they were going to give it to anybody that they could possibly come back to them as a tvia, right? So he needed to find, so he sent different shluchim. There's always an answer why they're not going to give it to the shluchim. So finally he figured out that what he could do is Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was going to be coming from there. So why would they give it to Shmuel Bar Acha? Only if Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was the owner of those zuzim. And this was actually brought up yesterday by Rava. What's going to prevent now Isser from giving over his nechasim to his son with a kinyan agav karka? Only the fact that he doesn't have karka. Mm-hmm. But since Lamais Rav Papa did have karka, so he gave Reb Shmuel Bar Acha the kinyan on the money that was 100 miles away, agav asifa the beite, by giving him over a shtar through being mezakeh him, anybody could be zocha for him, a shtar for the threshold of his house. That's enough, because that's karka kosher, already would be kena cash. Oh, that was the case over there, 12,000 zuz in cash. So you see from there. And he was so happy, he had a little party, he met him halfway, he was so excited, finally getting this money back. And so anyway, but clearly, you could use a kinyan agav karka to recoup your cash. Okay, so that proves that cash is the chasim shem l'machrayut. Let's go on to shtar. That's an interesting thing.
What is it called
nechasim over there? Nechasim she'en l'machrayut. Niknim nechasim she'esh l'machrayut. And here it includes cash. Ki ha. Kesev she'en l'machrayut, obviously.
She'en l'machrayut doesn't say nechasim she'en l'machrayut.
What?
Doesn't say nechasim she'en l'machrayut.
The Mishnah says nechasim she'en l'machrayut and niknim nechasim she'esh l'machrayut. Ki ha. The case of Rav Papa. So Rav Papa used this Mishnah to use transference of cash with the property.
I'm just in the Mishnah.
Doesn't put in the word nechasim. Ki ha is said on that Mishnah. So that's therefore a proof that cash is called nechasim Rishon Machrayot. Now how about a shtar? Is a shtar nechasim? Or shtar is just an instrument to get nechasim? Huh? I'll prove to you that a shtar itself is called nechasim. How? The Omer Rava Bar Yitzchak. Well, there's two different kinds of Lashonas and Shtarot. If you say Zichu Besadezo, now, the language of Zichu now, Besadezu for Mr. So-and-so, Leploni, V'kitvulo et Ashtar. So then, Kitvulo et Ashtar is a Shlichut. It doesn't mean to be Zichu with the Ashtar. He means, you be Zocho, we can make you a Kenyan, any kind of Kenyan. So you be Zocho with that Kenyan. Right out of Ashtar is a riot to that fact. So then, he in that case, he can change his mind about the shtar. Because there are only shluchim to write the shtar as long as he wants them to write it. If he changes his mind, Why would he want to change his mind? He suddenly finds out that the bank wants to cut down his credit. Because they're only going to give him credit if he's got X amount of property to collect from. The moment that there'll be a shtar, it'll get, because when there's a shtar, there's a call. So he's going to get back to the bank. So therefore, he says, never mind, I just can't afford to have my credit rating downrated, so don't write out the shtar. That he can say, because the property wasn't affected by the shtar. He can't change his mind about the sadeh itself, because the sadeh, he already said, zuchu, and they can be zeichen for him. If, however, he phrases it as conditional, so in other words, go and be kainet on condition that there'll be a shtar. So over there, if he changes his mind about the shtar, then automatically he's abrogated the condition in which the kinyan was chal. So in such a case, he would be chayzer bein b'shtar, bein b'sadeh. Now this has nothing to do with us so far, nothing. Rav Chiya bar Ravina Amar Ravuna, well, that doesn't quite include it all. There's actually three types of shtarot. There's the two that you just said, that's hanach, that's the two, hanidah moron. And Idach, now the other shtar is that if the mocher wants to order a shtar written before the sale even takes place, so he orders a shtar, the katavet ashtar, and you'll say, well, what do you mean? How could he do that? Because, kishishanino, we learned that there's no problem in that. That kotvim shtar la mocher, if somebody asks to have a shtar written for such a guy, the shofar has no problem in writing that. And you'll say, well, what do you mean? How can you write a shtar on an event that never took place? Who cares? Who's going to lose? If the guy wants this guy to have his soda, what do I need for this guy to be there? It's just a schuss anyway. The worst that can happen is he'll lose the shtar. The guy will find the shtar and say that the soda is his. So the seller is willing to take that risk. He obviously wants him to have this. It's not my business. So there's no reason why you can't write such a shtar, even there's no lokeach. Now, what I want to add, says Ravuna, is that if you did such a thing, when you actually get the guy to go ahead and be kena the field, and he makes a chazaka on the field, he is the owner of that shtar. How did he get to be the owner of that shtar? Because we understand that the guy meant for him to be kena the shtar together with the sodah when he made a chazaka. As it says in the Mishnah, v'zoi sheshaninu, nechasim she'en lemachrayut, whoops, what are the nechasim she'en lemachrayut over here? The shtar, our nickname, im nechasim she'en lemachrayut, bekesev u'bishtar b'chazakah. So there you go, that proves absolutely that a shtar is considered to be nechasim, nechasim she'en lemachrayut. So now we know that not only is karka and cash and glima, even a shtar is considered to be nechasim. Now, I want to prove to you next that behema are considered to be nechasim. So behema ikre nechasim. Titznan hamakdish nechasav. So he specified. My nechasim are kodesh. Says beferish in the Mishnah. Ita behem behema ruhiyala gabe mizbeach. Now, over there, we're going according to Bandi Omer, who holds that if you're magdish stam, ikdish nechasav goes to the berakabai. The problem is that anything that it belongs to hekdish, even if it's a bet kabayit, anything roi for the mizbeach is never yotzi mide mizbeach. So that means it now becomes his responsibility to translate the thing that he gave that was roi l'mizbeach in a way that provides the value of that thing for the bet kabayit and the actual thing for the mizbeach. How do you do that? You'll have to find somebody who is looking for a korban who would be willing to buy this behema off of the bet kabayit, pay the money to the Berek Abayit, and then use the Behema for the Mizbeach. That's what you would do. And therefore, if you have Zicharim, so obviously Zicharim are the most Mizbeach that they're roi for is Kodesh Kodeshim for Eilis. So Zicharim have to be sold for Olot. Nekevot, what are you going to do with Nekevot? The kevot you could sell for somebody who needs to bring a shlamim. So you machul et zorchei zivchei shlamim, and then give the money to the berek abayit, and the actual object goes to the mizbeach. But meanwhile, what do you see from here? A man who uses the word nechasai to hegdesh is including behemot. There you go. The same thing is included in ofot for the same reason. A guy who said nechasai and he owns birds, those birds are called nechasim. That's not hamagdish nechasav. Okay, so we need to deal with the ofot from the mizbeach also. Next, tefillin. From the same sugya, we could prove that your tefillin are called nechasim. Even though you'd say, well, I'm a tefillin, it's not really mine in the sense of it's a chefzi shel kedusha that I use for a mitzvah, but I don't wear it the way I wear clothing and a, no, same thing. It's also called nechasim. It's not hamagdish nechasav. Another issue in that sugya is if a guy's magdish is the chasim, so what happens to his tefillin? He has to pay for his tefillin. So ma'alin lo tefillin. So we estimate the value of his tefillin. We make an arrangement. He should pay hagdish for the tefillin. Now the question is, what about a sefer Torah? Sefer Torah already is not so poshut. Sefer Torah my. Now this girsa is clearly not in the Rishonim, or at least not in the Rishonim on the Daf, because they all discuss the issue as if the Gemara never spoke this out. And as the Bach points out, clearly all of the Girsot did not include this. But our Gemara talks out that the issue is my. Do we say kivan de lomis dabein de asur lezevune lav nichasayu? You can't call something nechasim where you don't have a right to sell it freely, right? So therefore, I mean, how can you call this nechasim? It's only sellable as an emergency. So that's not really nechasim. Since you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for the purposes of marriage or of learning Torah, so then ultimately you could translate it into money. Teiku. Now, the Rashbam understands that the question is the exact opposite, in a sense. The Rashbam says, since you can sell it, it should be called nechasim, not since you could sell it for this purpose. And indeed, many bring a raya from here to the shita of the Peskim, who holds that the din of not selling a Sefer Torah does not apply to an individual's Sefer Torah. It applies to the Sefer Torah that is being used by a tzibur. But if Stam, a guy has a Sefer Torah he's learning out of, then that doesn't apply. So Mamela would be called Nechasai because he could sell it. And why would it not be called Nechasai? Because it isn't used as a chasim, it's used as a chefzah shel mitzvah. I mean, people don't look at it as not listed in their assets. It's something that is held separate b'kedusha. So Mamela, people don't view it, that's all. Since it's all a question of what do people generally think when they're using a word, we're not looking for a legal definition. So Mamela, people would not include it in a chasim. Tosus talks out the issue of the Gemara as if the Gemara had never said it. So obviously he too didn't have the girsa, even though he is mechalik between sell for a particular purpose or not. Rashbam isn't even mechalik in that. Okay, so when it comes to the Sefer Torah, that we leave with take.
Isn't it amazing?
Pshita amar metate leleplanya komane tashmish tekon ilvar mechiti vesari. Kom metate leleplanya afilu chiti vesari veafilu rechaim elyona kana levad mirechaim atachtona. Kol de mitaltel afilu rechaim atachtona kani. Niboilu. Avda, in the common usage, kimekarkoi or kimetaltel dami. So then what's the afilu avadim? Elamait lach lemeimar, shani metatel denayit, min metatel lo nayit. If that's the case, afilu teme ke mekarka, dam bishani mekarka denayit, min mekarka de lo nayit in the reisha. Therefore, it doesn't prove anything. Omele, Ravina Larvashi, but I can prove it from this. Tashma. Hakotev konech asav lavdo, yatsa ben chorin, shiyer karka koshu, lo yatsa ben chorin. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo olamu ben chorin, shema konech asaynu tenin, oploni avdi chutz miyachan miribur shebehen. Vyom revdim ibar Yosef, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Osu metatalin shiur etzel eved, velo osu metatalin shiur etzel ktuva. Vomelei rovel rov nachon, my timer. Avda metatalayu, metatalin metatal avishiur, ktuva tisha mekarkau, metatalin mekarkalo avishiur. So you see that people refer to avadim as metatalin. Oh, that's not how we understood it. Danan mishum de lav krod gita matininan la. But certainly not an indication in general of the way people refer to the word. Omar Rav Amrav Nachman Chamisha Achich Vekol Nechseyem. These are the list. First of all, Shchiv Mira, Avdo, Ishto, Banav, and Mavrachat. Shchiv Mira Detnan, Shchiv Mira Shekatav Kol Nechseyem Vachrim Shir Karkoshu Matanato Kayemet, Lo Shir Karkoshu in Matanato Kayemet, and he doesn't need any other Kinyanim if he does die. Second case, Avdo, the Tanakotep Konakasavla Avdo, Yatza Ben Chorin, Shir Karka Koshu Lo Yatza Ben Chorin. Third case, Ishto, Dom Revira Meshma, Kotep Konakasavla Ishto La Sayala Patropa, based on the Umdana that he wouldn't disinherit his children. Banav, Ditnana, Kotep Konakasavla Vanav, Vichatavla Ishto Karka Koshu Avda Ktuvata, in the sense of the lien for her Ktuva. And Mavrachat, the Omar Mar, Mavrachat, Tikhashi Tikhtov Konakasea. Now, in all five cases, except for one, Bekulu metatale avishur, levad miktuva, simply because Amir Karkoi takin rabbonim metatoi lo takin rabbonim. A meimar amar is not true. It would really work on all five cases, because metatale dichtivi miktuva, the itno beinayo would be a shiur miktuva, just like on anything else. Omer nechasai leplanya, well, first of all, avonim are included. After he can say the tenat. Hakotev kone chasev la avdo yatsa ben chorin. Okay. Ara. It's also ikri nechsid. It's not nechassim sheshem achorayut niknin bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Glima, as an example for a betatlim, ikri nechsid it's not. She'en lemachorayut en niknenon b'shicha. Even zuzi are ikri nechsid it's not. She'en lemachorayut niknun im nechassim sheshem achorayut bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. And we bring the case of a papa, which revolved around zuzi. Have the choice of zuzi b'chazoi. Akninu ne'ale l'shuom baracha agav asiv debeta, which is kinyan agav karka, and that's called the chazim shen la machrayut. He was so happy to get this money back, the kiyata nafek la peyatavach. Even a shtar is zikr nechzid, omar rava bar yitzchak, shnei shtarotet. Omar zechu b'sode zeh leploni v'kitvu lo et ashtar, chazim shavre chazir b'sode. Omar nad shetichtivu lo et ashtar, so then it can be chazir ben mishtar ben basar. Was a b'chir barovin, omar avuna, actually shlosha shtarotet, because the tray, anida maran. Idach im kadam mocher v'katayv et ashtar, which is perfectly permissible, k'otaz ashanino kotvim shtar l'mocher af pi she'en lokeach imo. So at that point, when he does find a buyer, and the guy is the one he was hoping for, given shechzik zu zebekarka nikne shtar makom makom shuhu. How? Because zu ish ashanino nechaz shenim achrayut niknim nechazim she'esh l'machrayut bekezim shtar b'chazaka, which means that obviously he was able to transfer the shtar together with the field. Beima also ikrinichs. It's not a magdish nichasav. Vaitabem beima ruyalagav izbeya. Zecharim yimachru lo olo. Tukevot yimachru letzor chesiv cheshlamim. Ofot ros ikrinichs. It's not a magdish nichasav. Yibem devorim aruyinagav izbeya. Such as yenot shmatim. Veofot. Tfilin ikrinichs. It's not a magdish nichasav. Malinot tfilin. Iboilu. Sefer Torah. Mai. Given all his dav, and that's when they love Nixehu, or do we give his dav and the Lord Torah of Elisaisha Nixehu? Take care.